Today is June the 6th of 2024. The name of the patient is Faber. The first name is Bruce. Last name is Faber. F-A-B, like in Beta. E, like in Echo, like in Roger. Bruce. B-R-U-C-E is the first name. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old white male that is seen in the practice because of 3B with significant proteinuria. The patient had a kidney biopsy that was done.
The VA.
In 2020.
March 2020.
And that was consistent with a diabetic nephrosclerosis that was moderate. There was also evidence of arterial and arteriolar nephrosclerosis, and also a secondary focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. Today the patient comes with a laboratory workup. Show me. The serum creatinine is 1.77. The BUN is 29. The estimated GFR is 38. However, there is a significant discrepancy, an increase in the protein creatinine ratio from 2.48 in January to 5.37. That was in May the 31st of 2024. And after interviewing the patient, he didn't think that the Jardiance had to be refilled. He has been without it for about a month, and that could explain the fact that the patient has a significant proteinuria and elevation of the blood pressure. The prescription was sent to the VA. Following number. The patient has type 2 diabetes. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.9. The patient was encouraged to follow the diet, low sodium diet, and decrease the intake of protein. To 6 grams. No more than 60 grams in a day. Following number, the patient has a arterial hypertension that is elevated and probably related to the fact that he is without the Jardiance. The blood pressure today was 170 over 85. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The triglycerides are 138, the total cholesterol 122, LDL 60, HDL 34. Following number, the patient has a history of atrial fibrillation. Following number, the patient has a history of anemia with a hemoglobin of 10.8 that we are going to follow and we are going to study. It's most likely associated to not only the diabetes mellitus, the nephrotic syndrome, but the CKD3. A reevaluation in 3 months with a laboratory workup, the prognosis is guarded from the nephrology point of view.